Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Because for the first time in the history of the NBA, a finals game was played outside the U.S. And the team that lives outside the U.S., the Toronto Raptors, have come away with a win.
Dale Arnold.
Make them pay. Score on the power play when Grizzlick takes the hit.
The Department of Player Safety has suspended Oscar Sundquist for one playoff game.
Rich Keefe.
Big Z's looks a little slower, but you guys aren't winning without him in your lineup, I don't think.
Dale and Keefe.
So if you were going to have a tattoo of any professional athlete, what tattoo would it be?
Dave Steve.
From the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
I wasn't necessarily going to start here, but I just got aggravated again.
You're aggravated?
Moments ago.
Well, it's Friday, Dale. It's going to be a sunny day.
This is
what I've been
told.
This is an
annual aggravation for me. I'll get it out of the way right off the bat. This has always sort of pissed me off.
Oh, boy.
Apparently, it's never happened in the history of the world.
What's that?
But they ran out of words at the spelling bee, so eight people had to win last night.
No more words?
They ran out of words. There were no more words left. They spelled all the words. They said, I got nothing left for you.
Oh, boy.
So all you... talk about the mentality of everybody gets trophy.
I hate it.
They did do it.
Don't you need to retire the spelling bee now at this point?
Please.
Eight champions. None of them can even feel like a champion.
Eight.
You might have finished eighth.
You're not a champion if you're...
If they kept playing the same...
Eight co-champions.
No. If the trophy says champion, you're a champion.
No, you're
you don't get to keep the trophy if there's only one trophy and eight people.
They'll cut it in eight pieces.
Eight people is so stupid. Yeah, that's what you do. You're like, listen, what we're going to do is we're going to cut the trophy into eight pieces. And then the one kid that goes, no, leave it intact. I don't need it. And then they say, you're the one who deserves it.
You get the trophy.
The one who deserves it.
Son.
How do they stop with the words? Isn't there like, there's so many
words
out there.
No, they ran out. They used every word in the English language.
I don't really get it.
Some that weren't even English. And
Latin, probably.
Oh, probably.
Some Latin
they
words.
Ran out. I have always had a beef with this being on ESPN.
Why?
I hate it.
Oh, jeez.
I hate.
Why not?
I mean, everyone.
Would you rather another episode of First Take or something?
No, probably.
Right? See,
you know what? You got me there.
They gotta look
already
for something.
You disarmed my argument.
Yeah, exactly. They got to look for something.
I guess you got to do
because
something.
Because you don't, do you like the Little League World Series? Does that bother you too?
No, I don't like that either.
Yeah, so you don't like the kids on there.
I don't like making money off the efforts of little kids and the emotional trauma that these kids go through.
But isn't it more
exciting?
Although,
no emotional trauma. Last night, everybody wins.
Everybody wins. That's true. That's the new thing. But isn't it exciting for the kids? Like, it's more exciting.
Alfred D'Elia, at home they call me Big Al, and I hit dingers.
We wouldn't have had that moment if these things were,
He became the biggest pain in the ass seventh grader in America after
that,
I bet.
That kid was the man. All he does is hit dingers. Love that guy. But these kids gives them a chance. You know, maybe they're not the most athletic kids in the world. There's a chance.
Oh, I don't know if they are. No, that's not my issue.
Right, so you got a bunch of nerds up there reading like.
All right. Seems a little.
That's what they're doing. God bless them.
I mean,
those kids. Because let's be honest, spelling super important. If you can't spell, I don't know how you're getting anywhere now. It's not like your phone has autocorrect, email has autocorrect, everything you do is autocorrect.
I have you guys know, I have a son who's, fairly bright.
Yes.
Got a PhD from Yale and all that stuff. Can't spell cat if you spot him the A and the T.
Yeah, okay, see, can't do it. And he's doing okay.
And I would say to him, why can't you spell? And he'd say, why do I have to?
He doesn't. Guess what? He doesn't.
He says, spell check. Everything gets spelled correctly. Why do I have to worry about it?
It might be the most unnecessary ability in the world.
None attack.
None attack.
N-U-N-A-T-A-K.
None attack.
Correct.
Hey, come on. I was going to take a stab at that.
Here's the other.
I was going to take a good stab at that.
Here's the other issue I have.
Yeah.
Sharon Schnitter.
Here we
go. Okay, stop. Stop for a minute.
Let me dive in.
Here's the issue.
Allow me to spell. Go ahead.
Sharon Schnitter.
So you tell me.
That sounds delicious.
unless it involves fruit and a tasty glaze. I don't want to know about it.
You don't like that one? I have several follow-up questions.
Sharon Schnitter.
Perfect. Rossi, could you use that in a sentence for me?
No.
Can you please?
Sharon Schnitter.
The rest of the show.
Okay. Lucy, what is the language of origin?
That would be Norwegian.
Norwegian, okay.
Sharon Schnitter.
Can you, are there any alternate meanings?
No, it's there's one. Not, this is just this one meaning
sure
to this word.
The original
All
meaning.
Right, one more time, please. Right. Can you repeat the word, please?
Sharon Schnitter.
Okay. Sharon Schnatt.
No, you've said Sharon it wrong Schnitter. Already.
Oh, Sharon Schnatt. Sharon Schnatt?
I hope this isn't a swear.
S-H-A-R-O-N. S-H-A-T-O-A-U-G-H-T.
S.
Sharon Schnatt.
C-H-E-R-E-N.
Yeah.
S.
What?
C.
Huh?
H-N-I-T-T-E. Sharon Schnitter.
Correct.
Oh! Where did I go wrong? I think I had
there was an O in there.
You
and then about four other H's.
And an E in there.
So they had scissor cuts in German.
Thank you, of course it does. Had I known.
I thought you said it was Norwegian.
Yeah,
come on.
This is very confusing.
So they had the eight words, you know, the final eight words that, you know, they ended on for all eight of the contestants. I only knew one of the words.
You only knew one of them?
Bougainvillea. I heard of that, okay?
Okay.
I mean, that's a flower. I got that. I hadn't heard of any of the other seven words. I'd never heard of Sharon Schnitzer or whatever it is. Sharon Schnitzer. I mean, and you look at the list of the eight words and you're saying, okay, tell me where this is ever going to come up in your life.
You don't need it. You don't need it at all. It's really weird that it's even a thing anymore.
Eric, your word is chair.
Definition?
Something you sit on.
Country of origin?
English.
Could you please use it in a sentence?
Oh, for Christ's sake, kid, the word is chair.
Chair.
C-H-A-R-E.
God damn it, how come I get the hard ones?
See? I mean, it's
I wouldn't mind if it was on TV if it was like that.
Yeah, sometimes it's tricky. Yeah, but so they went with it and they decided to go with
eight winners. By the way, a texter's corrected me.
So is there a time limit?
Texter's corrected me. And you know, we're always interested in getting things right. Texter says they did not run out of words.
So what happened?
I thought they ran out of words.
Oh, what happened? They didn't spell every single word?
They decided.
There's a time limit or something? Is that what it is? Is there a time limit?
Well, it was 12:03 this morning.
I just saw this. I don't know.
So I was convinced they had run out of all the words. They've used every word in the English language and some in German and Norwegian. But apparently they had not run out of words.
Sharon Schnitter.
They didn't run out of that.
They were able to spell that one. So that's really that's the key.
I actually think that and those eight young men and women, brilliant, obviously, great.
Mm-hmm.
They're a lot like Jeopardy James.
You like Jeopardy James?
Like, they know stuff that doesn't really matter.
Could he spell, you think? Jeopardy James? Or is that outside of his skill set? Actually, you know what? He doesn't need to waste time with that. Like, because you only have room for so much in your brain, and he's got so much going on in there. I don't think spelling is really all that important.
See, I think he just knows stuff that doesn't matter.
And wait, Dale, you're not wrong. I'm watching a news report on why this thing ended. Hear this real quick.
They were crowned after an unprecedented 3.5-hour final. Officials said they were running out of challenging words 17 rounds in. And anyone left after the 20th round would be a champion.
Wait a minute.
So
20 rounds is it?
Well, they ended after 17.
How do you run out of challenging
were
words?
Tired.
I don't know.
They'd had enough. And besides, here's a chance to give all eight kids a trophy and $50,000.
Sharon Schnitter.
Oh, they get $50,000. I didn't know about that.
That's feeling pretty better about it now, aren't you?
Wait a minute. So you would think there would be even more reason to whittle it down to one. You don't want to give all these kids $50,000.
Like,
they're not made of money. They're the spelling bee, for God's sakes.
If you're watching the spelling bee on ESPN 12, whatever channel it was on last night, chances are you can't spell any of those words.
No.
But if you were watching Jeopardy James last night, as you were, you got stuff right that he got wrong.
Yeah, that was pretty. I felt pretty smart last night. It was a question. They had a whole category on Babe Ruth, and one of the things
he didn't
was,
know any of it, did he?
No, he did, because he's a sports gambler, so he actually got most of those right.
I don't think he can gamble anything on Babe Ruth right now.
Well, not anymore, but it's nice to have a historical knowledge of the game.
Okay.
And Babe was one of the greats, Dale. He's one of the greats. But the question was something along the lines of, you know, what position or what. what was Babe Ruth?
What was his other position at one point? It was something
like something that. Like, what was his position that was stripped after 4 days after he got into a fight with like an umpire or something? And Jeopardy James said manager, and the answer was captain, which I, of course, knew.
Goes without saying.
Yeah, I obviously knew. But, no, but he won again, just smoking everybody. Wasn't even that competitive again last night.
He knew the German translation for an African country in no time at all.
See, yeah, that, oh, it's insane. Lucy, you're making my point. He knows stuff that doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
Now, he knows a lot of stuff that doesn't matter. It's, you know, $2 million worth of stuff that doesn't matter. So it's going to make him a rich man. But then what's he going to do? He'll have a lot of money. I understand that. So he just go back to, you know, betting the Raptors Golden State game?
Yeah. Which he could have bet last night. Raptors were the home favorite last night, Dale, and they came away with the win, covered no problem. They won by 9 points or whatever. But yeah, he talks about how he doesn't even need the money. Like, he's made that clear because that makes me
hate him more.
The worst part for this is the interviews that Alex Trebek always does with all the contestants are always the most awkward thing in the world.
Yeah.
And that's if you have like one talking point. He's had to interview James like 25 times now or whatever it is. 30.
They did skip James last night. He just kind of laughed and they moved on.
Like, ah, James.
He finally ran out of fun facts.
Enough.
Like it says here, he once traveled to Transylvania. You didn't get bit by a vampire, did you?
One of his last week was that he once met Ken Jennings. Like, that's how far we've gone.
Oh, see, now we're setting that up, too.
Yeah.
When are we going to get the showdown, and will that be pay-per-view? Jennings versus Holzhauer.
Versus Watson.
Now, when
those are the three contestants on the dais.
Do you think they would throw the computer in there, or like another person, or do you just want mono y mono?
You want a third person, better known as cannon fodder.
Yeah, just
some
loser to go up there.
Yeah, so, they get like someone who was scheduled on that day. Like, yeah. We're gonna throw against these guys:
Ken, James, and Bernice.
Yeah,
housewife from
give them hell,
Sheboygan.
It could be. Who's to say? No, but they have to set those two up. Are they going to let him win forever, or is there, like in the spelling bee, we're done, you're done, we're going to retire?
Remember this, we just ended tonight is the end of sweeps month. You know, May is a big month for television. Yeah, sweeps.
That's still a thing, sweeps.
Always will be a thing.
I don't know if that's true,
it is.
Jason.
Oh, it is. No, in TV it is.
Sweeps?
Yeah, finales are always in May, so they try to get a big rating at the end of May to get their television networks to, you know, sign up shows for the next year, make a bunch of money.
And then you get reruns all summer.
And then, yeah.
You know, you watch
it's
reruns.
New to you, though, if you didn't see it.
That's right.
New to you.
That was a good slogan for a while.
Here's one of the Babe Ruth questions, by the way, last night.
Yeah, let's hear it.
When Babe Ruth was told that his 1930 salary of $80,000 was more than that of this president, Babe said that he had a better year.
Any guesses?
Well, I saw it last night.
Dale, I did not see this.
I did not see it. And it's totally a wild guess. Was it Wilson?
James.
My favorite quote. Who is Hoover?
Yes.
Hoover. Well, there you go.
Hoover.
His favorite quote.
That's one of his favorite quotes. Well, it is a good quote, though. Babe Ruth said he had a better year than the president. That's funny. No?
What do you think about the all-time quotes, like, in your mind?
Yeah, by the way, that's now, right there with all the Yogi Berra quotes.
By the way, now the last man on the roster for the Boston Red Sox makes more money than the president, too.
Much more. Yeah, much more.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Well, that's just how it goes. But you could make a joke there that maybe he had a better year as well. But I'm not going to do that.
No.
I think James is having a better year.
James is having a hell of a year. He really is.
But I wouldn't be surprised if in the next week it's over.
Did you guys see when CNN the other day had like some of the losers on there? Like some of the people that he beat?
I heard the interview with some of them.
They had three people that he beat.
One of them said he's broken the game.
Yeah, they were so bitter. Now, they had the one guy, I believe they had the guy from Ashland who only lost by like $18. It was super close. He actually didn't bury him or the
is
person
he
is.
The SID at Babson or
yes,
something?
Yes, I believe he is. And he was saying, hey, you know what? Afterwards, like he came into the audience and he talked to my son. He said, you should be proud of your dad. It was a great game and all this. Like, meanwhile, one of the two women that was on there was like, oh, he was so mean. He's ruined the game. And he wouldn't talk to me. He wouldn't look at me. You're like, you got to get over it. Like, you lost. You lost fair and square. Like, he's ruined Jeopardy. Like, I don't know. People are talking about Jeopardy again.
I also think, like, how can you ruin a game?
You can't.
Oh, because he starts at the bottom of the category, so you don't warm your way up and to know what, everything starts with the letter C. Like, it's in the category title.
Because he bets a lot on Daily Doubles. That's the point. As a viewer, like, you're hoping they bet a lot. Now they're like,
it's a question. He seems to luck into more Daily Doubles than most.
Well, he hunts them because they don't put the Daily Doubles at the top almost ever, right? Or the top two rows.
It's usually not the top two rows and usually swims somewhere in those, like, middle two.
Yeah.
And he's finding them.
So he searches them out.
Also,
shouldn't that be how you play?
If you've been watching, or if you want a reason to watch, he is now trying to challenge himself in the final Jeopardy. If the person that is he's up against, say he has $40,000, the next person has $10,000, they can get to 20. He will bet enough so that he could lose.
I've seen that a couple times.
He's doing like, every time they're close.
Yeah, why is he doing that?
The rush. He's a gambler.
He is a gambler. But like, you could just win every time. He's got more than double the money of the second place person. And a few times, I'm like, wow, all you have to do is get the final Jeopardy wrong, and he's out.
Living on the edge.
Is he getting bored?
Honestly, I think he might.
I think he might be getting bored.
I think he wants the opportunity to lose, but knows that he's not going to.
Well, what's really impressive
is he running
to
out
me,
of shirts?
Yeah, he must be, because what's impressive to me is don't they do like five tapings in a day or
yeah.
like four tapings in a
oh,
day?
Yeah,
so Alex has said crazy. Since his treatment, they have filmed more episodes per day. It used to be 2 to 3, and now it's up to 6 on certain days. I know he's getting better, but there was a time during his run, James's run.
That's even more impressive to me. Like, he just goes one after another,
the thing that
changes shirts, and then just keeps going.
The thing that amazes me almost more than anything else is that they keep it a secret.
Yeah, we don't know who how.
Because this was several weeks ago.
Right.
I mean, what you watched last night happened several weeks ago.
Yeah, they do a good job with it. Although most, like, reality shows, if you will, I know this is a game show, but, like, reality shows, they do the same thing. Like, Survivor's taped. That's not live, so they know who won, and yet you can still bet on it, and people don't know. Like, you have to sign all that stuff, so if it ever got leaked out, they could sue the pants off you. But, yeah, Jeopardy, I mean, he's probably still playing right now, right? But it's just, you know.
Not according to Rossi. Rossi thinks he's done in the next week.
I think he is. I think
really?
They got,
which
I think
means
they got
he's
the spike.
Done, he's done now. He's been done.
Oh, because of sweeps?
That's just my guess. That's my Keefspiracy.
So do you think he really knows these, or do you think he's one of these people, or are you one of these people that think he's cheating?
I do not think he's cheating. I think he's genuinely very smart.
Yeah, he seems like a smart guy. Seems like a fun guy.
He seems a weird guy.
Maybe strange.
Socially awkward. Is that fair to say?
It doesn't mean they're not a fun time. Doesn't mean they're not a good time
I mean,
out
if,
there.
If you invited him into the Fortress of Solitude to enjoy a fine craft beer.
Got plenty of them.
You do, but
come on over.
But I think it would be an awkward
Does he not drink?
Period. I don't even know. I'm just saying, I don't think there'd be a lot of witty banter
about
back
parquet?
And forth.
Well, we could play PlayStation. You don't think he'd be good at that?
I don't know.
We could play poker.
There you go.
Lose my house to
he
him.
Looks really good. Like, he'd be
trivia.
Really good at that.
Yeah, we could play trivia. We could do spelling bee. We could just sit there and we could just ask each other words and spell them. We could do that.
Give that a whirl.
Yeah, we could. Who's to say?
Sharon Schnitter.
S-H-A-R-O-N.
Just keep saying like.
Correct.
Correct. Well done, Keith. Well done. So as you could probably tell, it is a False Count Anywhere Friday. And what that means for those of you who are kind of new to our program is that you bring it up, we'll talk about it. Obviously, you've got the Stanley Cup Final, Game 3 tomorrow night. As we predicted yesterday, Oscar Sundquist was suspended for a game, as we thought he would be. If this was the regular season, he'd have been suspended for 2. Talking to a lot of people around the National Hockey League last night and today, if he had been given a 5-minute major and a game misconduct, which he deserved, he wouldn't have been suspended at all. They would have said, okay, he got his punishment.
And he would have been out for 2/3 of the game. And so, yeah, I could see that. So they screwed it up, though, in real time. And so, and it's funny because yesterday when we were talking to PJ Stock, he said sort of the same thing, like regular season games. But he said even like first round games.
Right.
Like maybe that would have been 2 games in the first round. But then you get to the cup final and you got to really, to get multiple games, you got to go crazy.
You got to Nazem Kadri somebody
yeah,
to
exactly.
get multiple games right. in the Stanley Cup final. So we'll talk about the Stanley Cup, those of you who want to. We told you yesterday the Toronto Raptors were favored at home. They were 1.5-point favorites going into game 1 of the NBA finals. And boy, they look pretty good. And I want somebody to beat the crap out of Drake.
You don't like Drake?
I am coming around on Drake. I actually liked Drake before.
Oh, I didn't.
I now hate Drake.
See, we are ships passing in the night here.
I thought for a moment last night that they were going to do what Charles Barkley suggested.
Run him?
And they were going to take him out.
Yeah.
And then halfway through, it was like, I better not hit him.
Oh, he's a story of the game. He absolutely is.
That's why I hate
him. He'll be there on Sunday as well.
We'll talk about that. We've got baseball stuff to talk about. You know what? Whatever you guys want.
Balls count anywhere, Dale. They count anywhere.
So we've got all of that,
all
including
off.
a Kiefer Madness Week in Review coming up at 12:30. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. We'll get into everything with you guys coming up in just a couple of minutes. But first, and award-winning.
Thank you, Dale.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Trending now.
Well, the guy I think we're all kind of wondering about is Bergeron. And, you know, Don was the guy who kind of picked it up. And then if you saw him doing a lap before overtime, he's far from 100% right now. And he's been bothered by what we believe is a groin injury for a chunk of these playoffs. So, I mean, if he drops because he just can't be himself, that is a huge, huge X factor in this series.
It's Elliot Friedman, who was appearing on 590 The Fan in St. Louis.
That's our station.
That's our
guys.
Those
are our guys, our poets.
He was actually appearing on their show, I think.
Was he really?
Yeah.
The morning after Pill?
I don't know if they... I don't think Pill was involved.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I always read it wrong.
But his larger point here is that he's hearing Patrice Bergeron is battling a groin injury of some kind. Now, yesterday...
And Rasky couldn't get a waffle board on his sinister twisted wrister.
That's him.
Talk to that guy.
So yesterday, I'm listening to OMF, as I always do.
Sure.
And Christian, Hockey Insider,
yes,
said he had gotten word out there that Brad Marchand is battling some sort of a hand issue,
okay,
hand wrist issue.
Yeah.
You'll remember that when they had the paid scrimmage and, you know, at the TD Garden, there was the reports of, you know, he got banged into by Connor Clifton or somebody, went to the bench,
right,
was kind of, you know, twisting his hand around, yeah, and then, but he came back out and finished. But if in fact you've got Marchand with a hand issue and Bergeron with a groin issue, as mm-hmm, Elliot Friedman just said, maybe that would help explain the lack of production so far.
So let me ask you something. If they lose the Stanley Cup final, ooh, will we look back and say, well, Bergeron and Marchand are playing hurt?
No.
No chance, no, right? Like, no chance.
No.
You're out there. Everybody's hurt. We always get the list a couple of days after their season comes to an end that, you know, one guy's got a collapsed lung, one guy's got a torn ACL, one guy's got, you know, lost a foot. Like, you go through the whole thing, and it's insane to read, but you're out there. I'm sure St. Louis has a bunch of guys that aren't 100%. You know, whether it's Tarasenko or Petrangelo, whoever, those guys aren't 100%. So if you're out there, sorry. You know, yeah, maybe it helps explain why they've struggled the like they have in the first two games of the series, but too bad. Like, you know, take a shot, get out there, you know, have your painkillers up to the hilt. You got to play better.
I'll say this, and nobody I don't think has ever questioned Bergeron's willingness to play with pain.
No.
You know, to do what it takes to get back out there. He's not obviously saying anything, nor the Bruins, nor would they. This is a media member who's observing Bergeron skating around in his lap before overtime started.
So does he think that he hurt his groin in game one?
No, he's saying that he thinks he's been battling something here.
Wouldn't 11 days off help? Now, I'm not saying that cures,
right,
all.
Right.
Like something, I mean, you know, if you need to be out for 2 or 3 weeks, you're out for half of that. It doesn't mean you're going to be 100%. But I'm just saying, this team had to be as close to 100% as any team could be going into the Stanley Cup final. First of all, you weren't missing anybody outside of Kevin Miller and Wagner. And then you have 11 days off. Like, holy smokes, that is an opportunity to get healthy. So unless something happened in game one or if it happened in game two, these guys should be feeling pretty good.
Well, it's the first report I've seen out there suggesting.
Yeah.
Now, I heard Christian yesterday.
Yeah, 4 on Marchand.
You know, talk about Brad Marchand yesterday. You know, Elliot Friedman today on The Morning After Pill.
Yeah, it's a good show. That's, you know, in case of emergency. But watching
to fix the score at deuce deuce when.
Yeah, God. So well,
that sounds a lot like Wiggy, doesn't it? Didn't Wiggy talk about throwing up deuces?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
maybe a different. Yeah, but I think so. So these guys are on the. That's the morning show in St. Louis. So game three is tomorrow night, but Monday morning, I assume the Poetry Slam will be back.
Oh yeah, we have our best man Dylon on the case. He's going to be streaming them all weekend.
Poor Dylon had to listen to 4 hours of Plan B and just to come up with that one poem from yesterday, which is about 60 seconds. So God bless him.
Fix the score at deuce deuce when Terzi flipped a backhander past Tuxie's toot sleeve.
Whatever Dylon's getting paid, it's not enough.
Tuxie's what?
I don't know.
Two sleeve.
He talked about toothless Hoosiers the other day. We have no idea what he's saying.
Terzi flipped a backhander past Tuxie's toot sleeve.
Toot sleeve?
Do they like it?
That's a hockey term. I have never
heard that term.
Is he in on the joke? Is he the joke? I don't get it.
I don't know.
So.
This was their response.
Yeah.
Wow. 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 My goodness.
I still can't tell. My sarcasm reader
hearty
is
round
not
of
going
applause.
Well. I think they like it? Question mark.
I think they do.
Okay. He's probably been doing it because that guy might be. I'm not an ageist, but he may be one of the more senior guys on the staff. And maybe this is something that he has done forever. Maybe he came into radio as a poet. Like, he's a guy who been writing poetry, been going to these different, you know, poetry corners and poetry slams, had some success there. And somebody heard him and said, you know what, you'd be a great radio host. And he's like, well, my love is poetry. And they said, all right, fine. Once a week, you could still do your poems. And here he is.
And then there's another line in there. And baseball playing, it's a happy new year. And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so that guy lost out to Dick Flavin when he tried out for the poet. Because not all teams have poet laureates. Let's just be honest here.
More should, but
Red Sox are very unique in that.
They might be the only one.
They may be the only one. So obviously he was up for that, didn't get it, lost out fair and square to Dick Flavin. And then so he just said, you know what, I'm going to go to St. Louis. I'm going to host.
Line, even old Grizzly had to be helped off to sick bay.
I don't know what his formula is. Like, you know how some people have like an AABBCC kind of rhyme pattern?
Yeah, yeah.
His is all over the place. Like
it's not iambic pentameter.
I don't know if it is. It's not haiku either. It's too long for a haiku. But he's all over the place.
A little freeform.
After he woke up on Queer Street, Fortsies is a bully.
I wonder if they got my letter. I did write the station a letter about Queer Street.
Was it firmly worded?
Yeah, I was outraged.
Good.
So I sent a letter to them and see. I haven't heard anything back yet.
Well, I probably didn't get there yet. When did you write this? Yesterday?
Yeah, yesterday after I heard it.
Express mail.
Yeah.
Oh, they got it.
I overnighted it. So hopefully they'll get that.
The one thing
make a change. Make a real change and an apology.
To you.
Because I don't think you
not
can say
general,
that anymore.
Not in general, just to you. I'm certain you shouldn't.
Okay.
Maybe you'll be part of the next poem.
There you go. You think I could be in there?
An apology.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be nice. That's what I'm listening for. Actually, that's what Dylon's going to be listening for.
And the one thing, you know, just peel back the fourth wall a little
bit. Peel it back.
That right, their Deadpool website is trash because it's okay. To try to find audio.
Are they an intercom station?
They are not.
Okay.
There's no way.
Trash website. It's awful.
Worst company, too. But their website, if you try to like skim through the audio. So if you want to listen to Dale and Keefe, you know, later because you want to listen to this over
maybe
and over
you
again.
Missed the first 10 minutes. You got to go back.
Yeah. So right? Later on, you can jump through the, you know, whether you're listening on iTunes, whether you're listening on the website. This one, if you try to fast forward even 3 seconds, it goes all the way back to the, you know, the beginning of the audio cut.
They trap you.
Yeah.
They really do. And Dylon had to sit through. We listened to it in 3 times the speed.
Because he couldn't fast forward, he had to actually listen to
the whole show.
You know what? It's devious, but I kind of like
worked.
It.
It worked.
We split hours, and he said, hey, we got to find this poem. And Dylon nailed it.
But how many people would just give up? Most people. Not Dylon.
No, I was nervous that he was going to. We also gave him, like, real small time. Well, I gave him that because Dale reminded me that I should have gotten the said poem. But we gave him a real. He only had, like, 10 minutes to find
and
it
he
and 3
did
hours of audio.
Amazing. You asked me the other day to rank our interns. Top 5? Yeah. Dylon, 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 and Dylon. What do you think? Like
I think it's a whole host of other interns who now hate you.
No, that's all right. They got to impress me with something that they do, like just like Dylon did. So we'll check
Gunner
in with that guy Monday.
Day, but Gunner came to play. His colossal clapper plopped a Swedish meatball into the crock pot.
What?
And the note had tasted a W for the first time after 13 finals flops.
I envisioned this guy handwriting this. And then at that point, he was kind of looking at it. He kind of lost his way a little bit, and he was squinting. He's like, what did I write here?
We win it 3-2. The series is even, and now to St. Louis they go. In the Stanley Cup Finals, nobody beats the Blues 14 in a row.
Wow. Wow.
That's actually a good line. That's actually a funny line. I actually thought it was funny because they had never won a Stanley Cup
final
game.
They had lost 13 in a row.
That's actually kind of funny. So I'll get when, you know, I'll tip my cap to you, good sir. We got to find out which gentleman that is, by the way, on that show. I think it's a three-man show. We got to find out who that is.
Ever. That's pretty nice.
All right. Okay.
Well, when Elliot Friedman appeared on that fine station,
yes,
he dropped the bomb about
Bergeron's hurt.
Patrice Bergeron. Well, if
they're all
if
hurt.
He's right,
right.
No, literally, what he based it on was they were watching Bergeron skating his lap before the start of overtime, and they're saying,
doesn't look right.
Doesn't look like they're going all out, you know, on their warm up lap before overtime.
Now they did look a little gassed in overtime. Didn't they?
You mean when they were got trapped in their own end for 2 minutes and 50 seconds in a row?
Didn't have a whole lot of fight back there. That was a problem because I thought late
wasn't the Bergeron line, but
no. But I'm just saying the whole team just didn't look right in the overtime. The end of the third period, they generated a bunch of shots. They had some chances. They had some missed opportunities. And then you go back to the dressing room, and you thought, all right, maybe you could rest up a little bit. They came back out, and it looked like they had all been on the ice the whole time. Like I was surprised to see that. You know, especially they had so much time off in between series. I know they played a game one, but then they had another day off, and then they just looked more exhausted than St. Louis did, who played the exact same amount of time.
I will say this. I think Bruins fans in general probably don't want to hear that Patrice Bergeron is playing hurt, because that's kind of a common playoff theme,
right?
Which is why he's not going to say anything, and the team's not going to say anything. What they don't want to hear is, oh, really? He's hurt again? That's why we're going to lose again.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And I don't think they're going to lose.
But I don't think they're going to lose either. And I don't think that, I think over time, no one's going to use that as an excuse. Like, you're just not. These are the guys that are out there. Even if, like, Bergeron didn't play, at this point, I think you're still better than St. Louis. Like, you still should beat them. But the fact that he is out there, it's a better option than, you know, whoever else the next man up would be, even if he isn't 100%.
I heard the guys this morning have a spirited discussion because Jerry Callahan disagrees with me very vociferously about the idea that the Blues were running Tuukka Rask.
Twice.
He said what they did was stupid. Well, that does not preclude them still doing.
Yeah, you
still
probably
running.
Right.
I agree with him that they were both dumb. They got penalties for both plays. It doesn't mean they weren't running him, and they could also be stupid. Especially the second one when they were in a 4-minute power play and negated the last 2 minutes of it. But we'll talk to Andrew Raycroft, former Bruins goaltender, at 11:30, and get his thoughts on A, are they running the goalie, and B, what do you do? Do you go run their goalie to send a message? What do you do if that's the case?
And like, what effect does that have on a goalie? You know, because we don't really know. So especially if you...
Well, the other part that Jerry was just so wrong on, he said, well, you can't hurt him. He's got all that stuff on. No, you can hurt a goalie if you run him.
Especially they're not used to getting hit.
Well, it's not that, but he falls backward. He hits his head on the ice. Yes, a goalie can be hurt if you're running him.
Goalies have been hurt before.
It's happened before,
in the
yeah.
history of goalies.
So Andrew Raycroft will join us at about 11:30, and we'll talk to him. We'll get to the calls with you. Coming up next, 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
U-E-E-I.
We return to a Falls Count Anywhere Friday with Dale and Keith right now on W-E-E-I.
Time to play the game. Time to play the game.
This is one they play at the Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Before the start of the game.
You better believe
it. They play more wrestling-involved material during their game presentation at the Garden than maybe any place in America.
Mm-hmm.
Some of their hype videos are wrestling-based. They play Here Comes the Money before the 50-50 draw. They play this before the game.
A lot of Ultimate Warrior you hear in there, too.
Sure. Why not? A lot of them are good tracks.
Who Dale, do you know who does the music for the Bruins?
I don't know who's in charge of game presentation upstairs.
Dick Flavin.
Believe it or not.
Really? Is,
of,
yeah.
all, of all people.
Who'd have thought?
He wears a couple of hats here in the city.
Good try.
Yep.
All right.
It's a happy new anyway. Year. And it goes on and on. Whatever.
Whatever. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. It is a Falls Count Anywhere Friday. We'll talk to Andrew Raycroft at 11:30 and ask him if the St. Louis Blues are running Tuukka Rask. We'll have our Kiefer Madness at 12:30, our week in review. We got a bunch of stuff, but as always, whatever you guys want to bring to the table.
That's right.
Including John up in Maine. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, John?
Big fan of the hashtag Dork Podcast.
Thank you.
There's been a lot of people geeking out over this All Elite Wrestling. And I noticed they have pulled a couple of pretty big names onto their roster lately. Do you plan on doing a podcast on that? Because I would certainly listen, and I was just wondering if you've watched any of it yet, Keith.
All right, John, thanks for the call. I have not watched it. I know they had their one pay-per-view over
me?
The weekend.
I watched
Dale watched it. Jason watched it. I don't know. I think it's good. I'm glad they're doing it. So it's sort of like a, you know, an alternate.
I popped when
wrestling.
Bret Hart came out and presented the belt.
Yeah, he had a belt. He had a belt out there. So they're going to be on TV in the fall, right? They're going to be on TNT. So
this fall,
be,
yes.
They're going to be another thing. I think they need CM Punk. I think they do. I think that would be, push it over. I know, Rossi, you don't like that idea, but I think he would get even more eyeballs on it. And then you would really discover some of the guys that maybe you don't know.
It's not that I don't like it. I just don't know if that's what's best for the industry.
Well, I think it is. Check out the Rossi on Wrestling podcast.
Just
we,
did one
we
on this
down
nonstop. Double
nothing. We really reserve it on Dork for like WrestleMania. That's about it.
That's the one time a year where you take
where
the
dive
deep dive.
In, we dive into wrestling just a little bit.
Rossi, on the other hand, dives in every single week.
Every single week, sometimes twice.
Some weeks when
this week right? will be a twofer. We have an NXT event tomorrow night. I'll be dropping one of those too.
Ooh, NXT Takeover. Those are the best shows. Actually, that's the best wrestling going. If you ask me.
I'm just offended that he thought you'd be the only one.
I know.
Talk
Dale
about
watched
AEW.
It. Dale
I
got
watched
the pay-per-view.
It. You didn't.
A little too rich for my blood. $50.
$50.
It was $50 or $55 if you have Comcast.
Wait, $55. Why was the $5 more?
I don't know. That's why I just saw the pricing the other day.
Yeah, I don't like that. Not a fan of that.
I watch it through a stream.
Seems a little pricey.
BR Live.
You
seems
stole
little,
it. Is what you're
pricey.
Saying.
Rossi was trying to tell me this the other day. He said a pay-per-view, which is more expensive, gets more people to buy it because they're convinced, oh, it must be good if it's this expensive. Whereas if they sold it for like $15, less people would get it. I think that's nuts. I think the cheaper it is, the more likely you'd be to pay for it.
I hate to do this.
You agree with Jason
Rossi? I actually agree with him. I think a $15 pay-per-view, they're going to say, please, that's a house show.
Well, 15
Why
bucks,
do I
though?
Want to see that?
But AEW, it's not like they have a precedent of they normally go 50. Now this one's 15. Like, well, what's the catch? This would be their first one. And they're like, we're doing it for the fans. And we don't want to bankrupt you guys.
Look at MMA. Anytime a Bellator thing is for purchase, they usually don't market at a really low price because they believe that if they put it at a higher price,
I wouldn't look
business.
At Bellator for anything.
Well, I'm just using them as an example. MMA,
hey,
some of their
I
fights.
I see you rocking the Bellator sweatshirt in here from time to time.
Yeah, that's nice. They gave it to
it
me for free and I
know.
Appreciate that. But they are a far cry from the UFC.
But my point is that you will see a lot of these events, even some of these lower card boxing events, whenever
for
they're
example,
pay-per-view.
WrestleMania, you can get it for $10 if you just buy the network for the month. So $10 versus $50 or $60, I wouldn't pay for that. I wouldn't pay for $60 to watch WrestleMania. Actually, I have in the past, but I wouldn't. But $10, I'm like, sure. And it's the same WrestleMania.
Well, it's different only because you're going directly through a service where if you're going through a cable company.
But the idea of the price is the same.
I'm telling you, if you draw up prices, this is what concerts have been doing. If you notice, concerts aren't $20 to $50 anymore. Dale, I know you got your Rolling Stones tickets.
They were very nice to me. They allowed me to return my tickets that I can no longer use.
So now he can pay his mortgage because they were probably like $350.
They were more.
Once a week. Whoa. Once a week, we should do a special Facebook Live gathering, the three of us.
In Clapback Corner.
In Clapback Corner, $1,000. It's $1,000 to watch. You got to go on Facebook Live. You got to get a subscription. $1,000. So you're like, oh my God, $1,000. Were they going to light each other on fire? You got to watch it for $1,000. If I said it was $5, you'd be like, no, stupid. What are they doing? $1,000. Think about what we'd be capable of. $1,000. All we need to get is a handful of people to buy it. That's what you got to do, Rossi.
Can it takes bucks. One person.
Can I suggest that if we have Lucy go to the Clapback Corner at $1,000 a head, we'll make more money? Than
you
the three
so?
Of us humpties.
I completely disagree. I have personality through the roof.
Rossi
overflowing
is,
over
Rossi's
here.
Rossi's got too much personality, and that's why we're going to save some of it for Clapback Corner. Only $1,000 a month, And then who knows how much stuff we're going to have.
If I'm going to be on it, we're going to have to charge more than $1,000. Because I don't even get out of bed for under $5,000.
Oh, is that correct?
Correct. That's
true. Look at Lucy.
Cheap date.
Yeah, right.
You're going to have to talk to my agent about it also.
Yeah, fair enough. But I'm telling you, we just put some insane price tag on it and people are going to watch it.
It's a little different.
Well, not really. Same precedent.
Mark's in Medford. Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on,
Mark?
I got a comment and then a question on game two, okay?
Yep.
Last night, I watched the replay of the game, and the very last power play the Bruins got in the third period, that slashing call that broke, I forget whose stick it was. I purposely counted how many passes the Bruins made once they hit the offensive zone and set up. They passed the puck 8 consecutive times before they even let a shot go. And after all that, the shot didn't even get to the net. And on the Sundqvist penalty, wouldn't it have been better, I think, if he got the 5-minute major in the game misconduct? Because I think the Bruins would have scored a goal and won the game, that 5-minute power play.
I do think it would have been to the Bruins' advantage because, you know, he would have missed basically as much time as he's going to miss.
Right.
There are those who think that if he had gotten the 5 and the game, he wouldn't have been suspended from game 3, but the Bruins would have had a 5-minute power play.
Right. And could that have been the difference?
But you know what this is? This is going back to the whole officiating problem and replay problem. What the officials in the National Hockey League are doing here is they're punting.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying, look, that's a 5-minute major and a game misconduct. But I don't want to give a 5-minute power play in a Stanley Cup final, so I'm going to give him a 2-minute minor, and then we'll let the league take care of it. We're just going to shuffle it off to Toronto, and they'll decide.
It is weird. I think we've noticed throughout the entire postseason, there are times where something that I think they could let go, they call, and it becomes a 2-minute penalty. And then there are times where, hey, maybe that's a major, and they don't call it a major. So it's like they're going to overcall some of the cheap stuff, but then when it does come time to maybe an opportunity for a game misconduct, they go, well, we don't want to impact it too much,
right,
and we'll let the league sort it out. And that's sort of an odd way of going about
it. We'll let the league suspend him for a game,
yeah,
but the Bruins won't get a 5-minute power play out of it. I think, and look, I actually had this discussion in the press box the other night with an NHL official, because he was kind of razzing me about the whole, you know, we occasionally criticize the NHL about replays. And I said to him, I'm at the point now where I'm ready to just get rid of it. Just forget it. Don't do it anymore. I think it's made it worse. It's certainly made the officials on the ice, on the field, worse at their jobs.
Yeah, they're not using it the right way, right? There are certain things you can look at, which you shouldn't be able to, and then vice versa. So I am in favor of replay, but you just need to fine-tune it, because right now this isn't the best way.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Andrew Raycroft. We'll talk running goalies at the bottom of the hour. Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.